Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Daniel A. Nelson Podcast Show. This is the place where we play and talk about the music you love. And I'm very excited today because I have my friend, my baby sister, Jessie Story. Say hello to everybody.
Hello, everyone. Hey, Daniel.
What's going on? I'm excited to have you.
Thank you.
We are doing some exciting things, and I want the whole world, my whole audience, to listen to what you got going on. So how's your day coming along?
It's going great. I'm blessed, you know. I'm alive and just living a positive, happy life as best as I can.
No, that's so cool. That's so cool. We're going to dive right in here. I know you have worked with a lot of people, but I want to start from your humble beginnings till up to now. Tell my audience where you were born and raised.
I was born in Brooklyn, New York. And then older years, I went to Queens, moved to Queens, and spent quite a bit of my life there. Yeah, this is concrete jungle is what they call it, right?
Yeah. And then I heard you made your way back over to, North Carolina, Charlotte?
Yes. I spent 17 years in Charlotte, North Carolina. Met a whole bunch of great people there, you know, and I'll tell you, my experience there was great. And then just recently moved to California. So I'm living out in Orange County area, and I love it here. The weather's beautiful.
All right.
What's not to love, right?
Right, yeah. Hey, check this out. Tell everybody how you got bit by the music bug. How old were you?
Oh, I was born. It's funny because I was born musically inclined. You know, it's something that came natural. My dad used to play the guitar, and he sang as well. My mom used to sing, and she told me that as a baby, I would sing the words that I was trying to say. So if I would call her, she said I would say, mommy, you know, or I'd sing the commercials on the TV and hum the commercials. So she technically says I was born that way.
That is cool. So your dad played guitar then, huh?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. What was your first gig?
My first gig? Oh, I was probably 11 years old, and there was an era called freestyle back in the days that I grew up on, and it was a Latin community where we had this certain type of music that was not only performed by the Latin community, but it was English music. And it was like music that you could dance to, right? And in that era. And so I did my first song when I was about 11 years old. And I recall performing at the Brooklyn Queens Day Festival on a stage there. And that was my first performance. But prior to that, I remember going to Great Adventures and doing my first demo there. And I remember recording Saving All My Love by Whitney Houston and doing that as my first demo. And that's how we ended up getting in the studio to record my first song.
Oh my goodness. What did people think about it when you first sang that song? How was you feeling when you sang
that? People were amazed by my vocals at such a young age. You know, people were like, wow, she really can hold the note, you know, to be so young. But, you know, how I felt, I'll be honest with you, I that's a whole nother story at all. It'll take a few hours to talk
about. Oh man. Well, let me ask you this. Because I know you have, you know, like you said, you started singing, you know, almost at birth, singing out words. Your first public gig was, you know, 11 years old, studio session. Mm-hmm. What drives you even today?
God, wow. I have to say that, my spirit. You know, some people see God as universal, you know, as the universe. Some see it as spiritual, and I respect it all. You know, right. I believe God is love, and, you know, whatever someone's path is or beliefs are. I respect that. So I believe God is all one God. And, you know, I came to a turning point in my life about 10 years ago where I had to question whether or not I wanted to sing anymore. And I asked him, I said, hey, you know, I feel like I'm not good enough. And I feel like, you know, people talk about me. And, you know, I had this conversation with him and he told me, you don't sing for them, you sing for me. And I love the way you sing. And when he told me that, I completely looked at music in a whole nother light. And I pursued music in a different, with a different mindset. You know, music for me was more of inspiring at that point versus worrying about what the people had to say and how they felt about my God-given talents, right? He told me basically he gave me this talent and he loves the way I sing. I mean, what more can I do with that, right? I have to be obedient and follow what he's telling me to do, and I have to sing for him. I'm not singing for the world, but you know, with that, I'm a vessel, right? I'm a vessel that is just here to do his work.
Jesse, you know, that's good, because you know what? I will always say this. Now, I know we talked, you know, off record, you know, off this audio thing, but I will always say this. You know, at one time, I was feeling the same way. And you know what I always tell you? I always says that the gift that God has given us is on loan, and he expects for us to use the gift and express the music that he's put in us to the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
No one has no reason to be jealous of anybody's gift. Use what you have, what God's given you. And I know we discussed this, you know, even when we sat down together. I am so glad you said that, because there are a lot of people that struggle with that, you know, as far as, am I good enough, or who's laughing at me, or I don't feel, you know, at a certain level to participate in certain things, and the competition gets tough.
Yeah.
But when we get into this competitive game, it's what God's given us. I'm glad you said that. Let me ask you this. When you're sitting down doing your thing, how do you set your goals? I mean, what is the goal that you're trying to reach?
I'll be honest with you. I pray about it. You know, I always pray about what it is that I'm feeling in my heart that needs to happen. Like, you know, if I feel something in my spirit, I pray about it. And I ask God to lead the way and open the doors. And, you know, I believe faith without works is dead. But I also feel like I don't have to do a thing or lift a finger. If God knows our desires, and if, you know, it's in our heart, he'll make that way. He'll make room for your gifts wherever you go, you know? And just for example, I just moved here to California 4 months ago. Uh-huh. And look, we were able to meet you know, and great people here. And he's opened doors for us that I wouldn't even imagine, you know, he would have opened. But, you know, it is not easy sometimes, because it doesn't have, things don't happen the way we want them to happen, but they happen in his time, you know, and for a bigger purpose and for, you know, things that are beyond what we can see. So, you know, I just want to be obedient and follow that path, whatever he's got for me, and continue to go in that direction. Musically, you know, I just want to leave a legacy. I want to be able to inspire people. That is my goal. You know, if I'm not looking for a record deal. I'm independent, you know, and I just do it because I love it. And when I get out there and I perform for people, and I have people coming to me and telling me how I've changed their day or changed their mindset or life in some way just by being able to perform for them and putting a smile on their face, right, I know I've done my job.
Right, yeah. Well, I think that's the reason why you're able, people to work with you. I mean, you've done some work with one of the DeBarge brothers, correct?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. And what I'm getting at is, you know, because she seems so humble, easy to work with. you know, and that's a blessing. Talk about how that experience came about, though. You working with one of the DeBarge brothers. Which one was it? Was it Chico or?
It was Chico, you know? DeBarge. Yes.
Okay.
He wrote some songs for us back in the days, and I was in a girl group called Spanish Fly, and we were located based out of New York, but he was living in LA, and he had a place in Brooklyn that we would go and see him and just write. But our sessions, it's so funny because he is so down to earth, so normal, you know. People will get starstruck, like, oh my God, I'm with, you know, one of the DeBarge brothers. Yeah. But you know, he is so normal and such a down to earth person, that he sat there and he expressed not only like his feelings openly, he was just an open book and vulnerable. And that was a great experience to be able to meet someone who, you know, had the stardom at that time. And it was like, he's sitting here confiding in us with his story.
Right. You know,
that's how we would get our songs written. Like, we would go based on the stories and the feelings and what we've gone through, and we would talk about. So our sessions would be about talking about experiences, life experiences, and what we were going through and relationships and things like that. And so it was very, how can I say, I was honored to be in that presence. It was powerful, you know, to be able to talk about not only our experience, but his experience, and just kind of, you know, build a repertoire to be able to write great songs.
So let me ask you this. Did that help you to become a better musician or artist, you know, by dealing with people such as that, and even people that you don't know, like some of the friends that we talked about in North Carolina, you know, whether the good stories and the bad stories, and I wouldn't consider them bad stories. I would call them growing stories.
Yeah, yeah.
Did that make you a better artist or a musician?
Oh my, Daniel, yes, absolutely. Every experience has, because growing up, and I'm getting goosebumps as I say this, you know, even growing up as a little girl and remembering my experiences in life and being able to utilize that in my stories, in my song, you know, so each song is a story, it's something I've gone through, it's something that is relatable in some way that someone else might have gone through. And it helps, you know, to not only grow in my music, but singing from my heart,
right?
You know, and allowing people to feel what I feel, or you know, because I feel like I'm more of a feeling singer. You know, you feel my heart, and I'm not just going to sing songs that someone wrote for me. I want to sing songs that tell stories, and most of it are my stories, you know, and what I've been through in life and how I've overcome. And you'll find sometimes that there'll be messages, you know, I'm ministering in my song, and you wouldn't even know it. It's kind of like, right. I hear Earth, Wind, and Fire used to do that with their songs.
Yeah.
You know, you minister with your music, and people don't even know that it's the case, because I have a modern twist to it. You know, I have a song called Live My Life, but if you listen to the words in that song, you'll hear the word. You know, so you just gotta really listen carefully to understand, you know, where it's coming from. I have another song called Press Rewind that was a dedication to a belated husband that I had, who had died 10 years ago. And he was killed in a tragic accident. So that was a song that I feel like people can relate to who have loss in their life and want to, you know, maybe say something to the person they lost, you know?
Yeah. What was the name of that song you said that was dedicated to your husband that was tragically?
It was called Press Rewind.
Okay. Wow, that's heavy. Man, that's heavy. Well, you know what? I'm going to do a little bragging right now. You know, I know you didn't tell me to do this, but I'm going to go ahead and say it. You got this new single out, Lights Out.
Yeah, Lights Off.
Lights Off. Lights Off. I'm sorry. Lights Off. I don't know why I said Lights Out. Lights Off.
Yeah.
But anyway, I've been checking it out, and I love that little groove you got going on.
Thank you.
I'm a fan.
Thank you.
Talk about how that came about.
Well, you know, it's a song that I wrote a long time ago, and I was in the studio, and I did, after I did Live My Life, I kind of thought about how I wanted to see my life moving forward in life. And so this song was really about just having a great time and being free and not allowing people or things to stress me out and just living life like there's not tomorrow. There's no tomorrow, you know, because we're not promised tomorrow. So every day I have to remind myself, don't allow the worries of the world to get to me. So I want to live my life every day. As you know, and as you know, we have a company called Live in Love, and I have a band called Live in Love as well with my fiance. But you know, we live by that model, you know, to live and love every day. And lights off is kind of how can I say? Oh, the word, I can't even find the word that I'm looking for. But you know, it's connected to that, because it's yeah. Like we're gonna party until the lights go out. We're just going to have a great time, and we want to be around people that are good, genuine, energetic people that are, you know, living their lives the same way. And I'm a firm believer that we will attract who we are. So if we reflect that to people, we're going to attract that, right? And you're a prime example of that.
Thank you, Jesse. Thank you. Okay, well, I just want to do this. I want to play this little game. I want to play this comparison. Let's go back 20 years compared to now. What have been your growth? Give an honest assessment of your growth and how did you get there?
Musically or?
Musically.
Okay. Growth-wise, now, I'll tell you. 20 years ago, I feel like vocally, I've grown a whole lot. Okay. I want to say, I don't want to say mentally, but mindset has changed completely. So, you know, back then I was always nervous when I got on stage, right? Because again, I was in a mindset of I'm not good enough and people were going to talk about me. And so I'd get on stage nervous. Today, I get on stage knowing that I'm doing something for God. You know, like I'm a vessel, so I don't have to worry about what anyone has to say, you know, and my mindset is in another place as far as the why I do this. So that growth today is a completely different person from that younger me. Right. So, and vocally, 20 years ago, we did everything with tracks. We did have a band. We used to play with the Roots.
Okay.
So we had the Roots played, you know, on some of our shows, but a lot of our shows, we couldn't take them everywhere with us, right? So we had to utilize tracks. And vocally, I felt like I wasn't as strong as I am today, because I've been able to, in the last 17 years, really plug into the band segment of the music industry, and really getting to know, you know, a lot of amazing musicians who've been able to help me grow vocally and be able to utilize my natural voice and my stomach voice versus my falsetto, and learning really how to project differently, you know, and using dynamics when singing. So yeah, I've grown in so many ways vocally and performance wise on stage, you know. So there's so many different aspects in the music part that, you know, I've been able to grow.
So now, do you usually write down what you want to accomplish or what you have accomplished? That way you can shoot for a little bit more.
Yes. Every year or two, I revisit my vision board. So I create a vision board. And then, you know, I kind of put it to the side for a year. And then I come back to it maybe a year or two later. And I'm like, oh, wow, everything I put on here is 90%, 80 to 90% completed. Uh-huh. Right. And I don't even have to look at it. It's just something I wrote down. And then, you know, I aim towards those goals, and I continue every day to try to be productive and do something that's working towards, you know, those goals. And you'll be surprised how much you accomplish in that time, you know, when you write it down. So, yeah, definitely it helps you to stay on track as well.
All right. Tell my audience about your practice time. How much do you practice? Are you practicing, just minuscule type of ideals, or are you just all over the place and you want to get to a certain point? Or tell my audience, how do you break down your practices?
Well, I'm constantly wanting to improve, right? There's just, I have this belief that if you don't use it, you lose it, right? So, I know if I go 2 weeks without really performing, your vocals are kind of rusty, or you have muscle memory, but if you're not using it daily, they become weak, right? So it's important for me to daily get in warm-ups and, just singing along with the radio or whatever it is. I have to make sure that I'm getting in some time each day, doing some vocal exercises or rehearsing. And so, I am adamant about ensuring I get to the studio and working with bands and, trying to get in as many performances as I can to keep my stamina at a good level. Because once you're not performing, you'll see it, you see the difference, you get out of shape. So it's important to stay abreast of that.
So is it, do you do any type of physical workout to kind of keep your breathing strong and all that type of stuff?
Absolutely. But you're putting me on the spot right now.
I'm sorry, sister.
Probably not in the best shape right now.
Can we edit that? No.
Okay. No,
look,
it's fine.
Okay. But honestly, though, so you're talking about you're doing things or you listen to songs that kind of resonate with what you're trying to do and what you're doing. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Or am I putting words in your mouth?
No, that's absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. I agree with that.
So who are some of the artists that inspired you?
Oh, there's so many. I love music. I'm so well-rounded when it comes to music. So
give me five.
I'll say Tina Marie. A lot of people compare me to her. I have Aretha Franklin, Stephanie Mills, some of the older folks. I really, really love the old school music. I believe that's where it started. Great music started then. And so, be the newer ones, Beyonce, I love her. So there's a lot of different artists. There's not one particular, but I Michael Jackson, Prince, I love all of them. So there's not one particular one that I favor over the other, but I definitely love music and great artists.
Yeah. Okay. Now.
Oh, Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. I can't forget her.
You better say something, Chaka Khan. Because once we get finished with this little session here, I'm gonna call you.
Yeah. She's my favorite.
That's my girl. I ain't lying. Well, my story about Chaka Khan. I ain't gonna say it on the air because I don't want to offend anybody. But that's my girl. Mm-hmm. I'll leave it at that. So, okay, but before we go, because I know you got a busy day, I need you to give my audience some advice on getting better, honing their craft, or whatever you want to say.
Okay, so the first thing I want to say is if there's something you love to do, follow that dream, whatever is in your heart, because I feel like I've always encouraged people in my life and just people that I love to follow their dreams, because I spent many years doing things that I did not love, and I wish I would have put that time into my craft, so just really invest in your craft. If it's music, invest in a microphone, invest in an in-ear system. But if funds are not an issue, then focus on practicing every day and improving your craft daily, and aiming towards whatever that goal is, and God will make room for your talent and open those doors for you, as long as you continue to work towards it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, man, I appreciate you so much. It's been my honor to just chat with you on this, and you know I'm going to do another podcast with you and Keon together because I want to get both sides together and see what you guys come up with, because I'm excited about what you guys got going on. Where can they follow you?
They can follow me at www.jessiestorymusic.com. Let me spell that out because it's spelled differently. It's J-E-S-S-I-E, S like Sam, T like Tom, O, R like Rabbit, E-Y, music.com. So all my social media is on there. And we are going through some site updates, so you'll see some new videos and content coming through soon. But you'll be able to find all the information on me there.
All right. And everybody, please go to like Amazon, Spotify, iTunes, and pick up the new single. Mm-hmm. All right. Tell us the name of that new single again.
It's called Lights Off.
Yeah. And I like the glitter that you guys got going on, or that, not glitter, neon. Yeah. I like that little neon thing you guys got going on.
It was so fun.
Yeah, that had to be so much fun. Yeah. We'll be hooking up real soon. We're going to work together on some stuff, all right?
All right. Sounds like a plan. I'm looking forward to it, Daniel. Thank you having me.
Love you, girl.
All right. Love you, too. Have a blessed day.
All right. Ciao. All right.
Take care. Bye-bye. Ciao.